This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I gotta say, this is like the first time ever that a president has been elected that I've actually been interested to see what happens.
Really? Not even back in 2008 when Obama was elected?
Not at all. I mean, like, Obama, Bush, Clinton, you know, all these other guys, they were all completely uninteresting to me. You know, just politicians. Just the latest thug. The latest top thug in Washington, D.C., you know what they're going to do? They're going to make government bigger. They're going to make government more oppressive, more expensive. The only question is, in what order are they going to carry all of that out? And so, you know, color me uninterested about these other presidents, but I got to say, there's something about Donald Trump that makes it interesting to me. So I've been actually kind of following along to some extent, not obsessively, but just kind of looking at the headlines and seeing what's been going on. What is it that that Trump is up to? And there's a story that is, I've actually got a few stories. One about just sort of some of the things that he's already done in just his first few days in office. Another one about Bernie Sanders praising Donald Trump. You know, politics makes for strange bedfellows, as they say. And then also apparently dropping the very first drone attack under Trump, so that's not good news. But let's start with a little bit of what might be some good news. Now, I got to say, just, you know, to preface this story, I don't like speculative news. I don't like it when the news reports on these politicians are writing a bill. Okay, well, great. There's lots of bills that are written every year and proposed, and they go down in flames. So until the bill gets passed, until it, you know, at the very least passes the state house or the U.S. house, let alone gets signed by the governor or the president, then there's really not that much news there, because you can find some really horrible bills that some state representatives or some U.S. representatives will put forth that ultimately don't even have a chance. So, I don't like speculative news reporting, because I don't really consider that to be news. I consider it to be speculation on something that could happen in the future. And in this case, this is a little bit of that. It is from The Independent in the UK, and it's about Donald Trump, who a lot of people are reporting may want to shut down the government funding for NPR and PBS.
Good.
Yeah, and if that actually happens, then that'll be great news. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. First, though, we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's calling from Alabama tonight. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, hey. Fellas. I just wanted to, I was thinking earlier today, I was actually watching one of my favorite films, and I should call Free Talk Live just to talk about a couple of my favorite films.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. I've got two of them here.
All right.
They're going to be liberty-oriented, or at least anti-government-oriented. The two of them are V for Vendetta and Cloud Atlas.
And what was it? Cloud Atlas. Okay.
Cloud I remember.
I've not seen that one.
I have. It was interesting. It was entertaining.
That's a Wachowski Brothers movie, right?
Yeah.
And Cloud Atlas is probably a very underrated movie. You really can't just watch it one time and say, I've watched Cloud Atlas. You've got to go back and watch it over, and I probably watched it 30 times.
Wow.
I probably watched it for Vendetta 30 times, too, because a lot of times when I'm flying on the airlines, I'll play one of those two movies while I'm on the airlines. But even as many times as I've watched Cloud Atlas, I still pick up something each time. And it's kind of semi-related, you know, it's kind of like a reincarnation kind of movie. But oh, if the reoccurring theme is that we keep making the same mistakes over and over, and why can't we get out of this rut?
Hmm.
And it is an excellent film, and there's actually a couple of scenes there that bring a tear to my eye. It's so touching, where there's a hero, actually a heroine. She's a clone. And at the end, where she's just about to get executed, of course, I'm giving the whole thing away here. But
No, wait. Don't do that, because I actually want to see this movie. So don't spoil it.
Okay, I won't give it all away, but it has definitely liberty themes in it. It's kind of jumbled up. So you've got five different stories going on, and they're cutting back and forth between one story and another. So you've got five different periods of history, and you kind of have to thread the needle as you watch this film. And I think it's genius the way it was put together. I just I can't get over it. And it didn't make a ton of money at the box office, but it's a big production. They spared no dollar in building this thing. I think it was
one of the most expensive independent movies produced at the time.
Really?
I think I read that somewhere, yeah.
It is top-notch. The special effects are great. The acting is great. They've got some big names in there. Tom Hanks is in there. That's the other thing, is most of the actors and actresses in this film play multiple roles. They'll play a role in each historical period. And sometimes you can't even tell that it's the same actor. It's so hard to tell. Like the one of the Chinese girls that's in there plays a Mexican in in 1970s. And I would have never known that was her. And a lot of them have gender bender roles, you know, where they'll have a male actor playing a female part or a female actor.
Well, that figures, considering the Wachowski brothers are now the Wachowski sisters.
Well, and it's interesting the way they did it, because it's totally convincing. The female actress playing the male part actually seems like it's a male actor, and vice versa. So it is.
You're a Christian, Gene. So what do you, what are your thoughts on reincarnation?
Well, I'm kind of mixed about it, which is probably one of the reasons I like it so much, is I don't necessarily believe that the person is reincarnated, but perhaps the mission is recreated in another person, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't know for sure.
It may not be the actual person, the actual spirit, but it certainly seems like we have, it's almost like channeling somebody else's spirit. You see what I'm saying? Is that it's like living something that somebody else already did, almost a deja vu kind of thing. So I definitely think there's a lot of energy going through history and people's lives from one generation to the next. And if you want to call that a spirit or an energy or whatever, I do believe that, you know, as a Christian, I believe in the Christian story as far as Jesus being the salvation for mankind. You'll know from our previous conversations that I don't believe a whole lot of anything else that the Christian church says, because I believe that it's been twisted and distorted all along. So I think there are some truths to be had from Buddhism, from Hinduism, from all these different religions.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard, because I have to extract those truths from my soul. So basically I'd say, well, that feels right to me, or that doesn't feel right to me. Of course, anytime you're killing innocent people, that definitely doesn't feel right to me. But if you are helping people and, you know, taking care of others, that stuff feels right to me. So whether it's a Buddhist saying these things, or whether it's a Christian or a Hindu or even a Muslim, whatever, if they're saying those kinds of things, then I believe that they're getting their truth from our Creator.
Good recommendations tonight. Obviously, we focused mostly on Cloud Atlas. But if you want to hang on, Gene, let's talk about V for Vendetta a little bit here. I mean, that's a movie I'm familiar with. And I got to say, I did move up Cloud Atlas to the top of my Netflix list. So I will see this sooner rather than later. Because I was just going to rent it based on, it's the Wachowskis. So, got to see it. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
Let's see here. We got movie talk here. I've got news about Donald Trump. You've got a dude in the UK who was accused of burglary, Vincent. You've got a story about a young man who got out of his jail sentence by agreeing to take a job clubbing seals.
Yeah, baby seals.
Sounds like a bizarre story, and if we get a chance, we'll talk about that, too. So lots of stuff on deck here. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to get interactive with the show online as well, where you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. Just go to freetalklive.com, and there's a Reddit-based front page there, which means it's free to use. The whole site's free. So archives going back for 10 years. The webcam, which you can watch at cam.freetalklive.com. It's Vincent is the close-up here tonight. And so it's all free. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. We're going back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He called in about his favorite movies, and you picked two, because it can be hard to pick favorite movies. There's so many good ones out there. You picked V for Vendetta and Cloud Atlas. Now, you and Vincent have both seen Cloud Atlas, the Wachowski sisters film, and you loved it. You were telling me about it. I have yet to actually see it, so you were giving it such high praise, I went ahead and moved it to the top of my Netflix list. So, and apparently, Vincent, you saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
This is a nearly three-hour film. So, you know, it's hard for three-hour movies to actually do well at the box office, and this one barely made its money back. I was looking at the Wikipedia page with the box office info, and internationally, it barely made its money back. So,
and like, that probably doesn't include the marketing costs.
I don't know about what all it includes, but, you know, according to Wikipedia, the budget was $128.5 million, and the box office was $130.5 million, so barely sneaked by with $2 million above its price. So, Gene, you also cited the V for Vendetta film, which was made back when they were the Wachowski brothers, and I believe they were the producers of that film. I don't think they directed it. What was it that you loved about that movie so much?
I think you're not going to be you won't be disappointed with Cloud Atlas. But anyway,
yeah.
V for Vendetta. You know that I've actually been fascinated with this movie for a long time. The Ron Paul Corvette actually has a picture on the back of it of me wearing a V for Vendetta costume at the launch of Campaign for Liberty in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, back in 2000. What year was that? It was right after the first election. The first time Ron Paul ran for president as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing the V for Vendetta costume then. I've worn it to several events, and a little bit of information about when I was wearing it in St. Louis. I wore the costume to a Ron Paul event in St. Louis, I think it was 2010, and Judge Napolitano was there signing his book. And so I walked up to the front of the line with my V for Vendetta costume on it. And an interesting note, he said he loves that movie, and he said he loved the scene of Parliament blowing up. So if you ever see, if you ever meet with Judge Napolitano, remind him of that statement that he made to Gene the Christian Anarchist wearing the V for Vendetta costume.
Now, had you been familiar at all with the graphic novel or the comic book of V for Vendetta?
I had not, and this was my introduction, was the movie. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's a great movie. Again, by the end of the movie, you don't know who V is. So basically, we are, and towards the end, Evie says that he's all of us, basically. He's you, mm-hmm. me, he's everybody. So we don't know who V is. He's a hero. He takes on the establishment, and he crushes it. And
what an iconic film that not only was it an entertaining movie that had a, you know, very freedom, in my opinion, freedom-oriented message, But also it is inspired so much. I mean, if you think about, yes, they were using a mask of a historical figure, but ultimately many people recognize that mask as the V mask these days. Not so much
as Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes. And right, you know, Guy Fawkes is, you know, of many, 100 plus years past.
Yeah, 1600s.
So you know, you've seen, of course, Anonymous adopt that mask. They have had, you know, actual protests in the streets that were sort of designed to elicit, you know, people remembering the movie V for Vendetta. And so there's been a lot of culture that has kind of arisen out of the icons from that that movie. So, I mean, you know, as far as movies go, you, normally they come out, they make some money, and they go away. And, you know, they'll show up on a Blu-ray and a DVD and then whatever format comes after Blu-ray. And, you know, they'll keep getting reissued, if you will. And that way they'll show up on TV from time to time. But it's very rare that a movie really has the kind of iconic staying power like that film has done, and that I think alone is a real testament to its.
And there was a time when I was wearing my V for Vendetta costume that I ran into three of the Anonymous people, and that was the Ron Paul rally, troops rally for Ron Paul, put on by Adam Kokesh in Washington, D.C. They did a big march, and I went there dressed in my V for Vendetta costume. And there were other Anonymous people there, you know, with the black suit, the V mask on. And so we kind of all stood together and waved signs or whatever. And one of the guys said, are you with Anonymous? And I said, no, I'm not really with Anonymous. I'm just V for Vendetta. You know? I just like to wear the costume. But it has, the face has been kind of adopted as the Anonymous. And I do like Anonymous. I think they do good.
Mostly
stuff.
They do some good work.
You know, what's funny is that originally when they took on the Guy Fawkes mask, this was back when Anonymous was mostly based on 4chan, and it had nothing to do with a movie. It was in relation to Project Chanology, which was Anonymous. They wanted to prank the, you know, Church of Scientology, and so they didn't wear the V for Vendetta mask based on the movie. They did it because, as a joke, saying Scientology is an epic fail, and who is also history's biggest epic fail? Guy Fawkes, because he has this whole plan to blow up Parliament. Yeah, he had this whole plan to blow up Parliament, and it just failed miserably. And, you know, and then people took it. Then eventually people started to use it as, you know, use the V for Vendetta as a reference, and it's kind of funny that they ask you if you're part of Anonymous when originally you weren't part of Anonymous, right? Anyone could be Anonymous. So it's odd that they, you know, it's misconstruing the message.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, whether it's the movies or real life. We can talk about it here, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah. no matter what the budget, the season, or the climate. Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-453-855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Also, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch also that can come to your email box, and it's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, Ian and Vincent in the studio here. Started out with a phone call from Gene the Christian Anarchist. He was talking about his favorite movies, so you really can call in and bring up absolutely anything that you want. We've got some news that we should talk about coming up here, but we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Jesse on the line in Southern California. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Jesse. Hey. From Southern California here in Palm Springs.
Hi, Jesse.
You're
on the radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to warn the public, you know, another public service announcement. I do this all the time about the dangers of the Jehovah's Witnesses. They have many secrets and the public is not aware of them.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't know they were dangerous. They just seem like some older ladies and young men who go around knocking door to door and trying to recruit people into their religion. What's the danger here?
Well, they draw people to suicide after the shunning, you know, the disfellowshipping, excommunication.
I did not know anything about that. So what you're saying that they excommunicate people who they don't like anymore, and then those people go and commit suicide?
Yes, some. Some just go on and become atheists and live, you know, a free life. But I also wanted to say that they, you know, let's say they abuse a child sexually, they take care of it in-house. They don't call the local authority.
And in what way do they take care of it in-house?
Well, they hush it up.
That happens in a lot of different sort of close-knit communities. Is there anything inherent to Jehovah's Witness that, like, endorses that behavior or promotes it?
No, I can't say that.
Okay. All right, no, I get what you mean, yeah. I think there's a danger like that in any... I'm hesitant to call them a cult, but any kind of, you know, close-knit community like that... I remember just a news story a few months ago in an Amish community. This one guy sold his daughter into prostitution to a non-Amish guy. But then the Amish community, like, hated the guy and condemned him for it. So it wasn't inherent to,
Certainly not.
Tradition. But,
yeah.
You know, things like that happen in, remote areas.
Now, it's also, like you were saying, not uncommon for cults to use excommunication as a tactic. It's certainly not just the Jehovah's Witnesses. There's also, of course, the, I'm spacing on their name, the folks out of Clearwater, the Scientologists. Who are also known for doing that as well. Obviously, for somebody to commit suicide after they've been excommunicated from a church would seem to be a rare thing. I mean, there's all kinds of other groups for people to get involved with. Why would it be so important for someone to still stay in touch with their old church that obviously doesn't want them around anymore?
Because their families are being held hostage. They're being blackmailed to not talking to the
one. Oh, right. Meaning that the families are being told they're not allowed to speak to. So one person is being kicked out, but the rest of their family is staying there.
Yes.
Gotcha. And so this is something that you're real concerned with. How long have you been following along with the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Since 1999, I was an unbaptized publisher, going from door to door and trying to pass out the Watchtower and Awake.
You were a publisher? I'm sorry, so you were with the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes, and then I got baptized in the year 2000.
And I'm sorry, I have to keep asking questions because I don't know anything about being
okay.
A Jehovah's Witness. Are you saying you were baptized?
I didn't know you guys had a show.
Are you saying you were baptized into the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, they have. You know how you're supposed to get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Well, they say in the Spirit-directed organization.
And what does that mean?
That means you're getting baptized into a man-made organization, not into the heaven people.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a little bit about the Jehovah's Witnesses over the years, but they're mostly unremarkable. I mean, they seem to kind of keep to themselves.
No. They go to people's houses and tell them they're going to die at Armageddon.
Well, I mean, yeah, there is. I guess by definition, that's not keeping to themselves. But you don't. I don't see them very often. I can tell you that. They're not.
They're on street corners now with their carts, literature carts.
Huh. Yeah, I can't see that they have much of a presence. At least the New England ones kind of keep quiet, from what I can tell. I mean, I think they've maybe stopped by here twice in the last decade or something like that.
Well, they're hypocrites.
Well, right, a lot of religious people are hypocrites.
The United Nations are the Wild Beast 666, and then they join them as a non-government organization.
So you were involved. When did you realize that you needed to get out? What happened to you?
Well, I started watching my fellow XJWs on YouTube.
XJ, like former Jehovah's Witnesses. What made you do that?
Well, they told me all the secrets. I don't know if you guys are familiar with doctrine. I don't know if you guys are religious, but you can't.
I'm religious, but I'm not familiar with Jehovah's Witnesses doctrine.
They say the kingdom's already here.
Is that preterism, or is it preterism where Jesus already came back? Is that sort of the same thing?
I'm not sure. They said the kingdom has been established for 100 years, since 1914.
All right. Hey, Jesse, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, are you familiar at all with the Jehovah's Witnesses, Vincent? You're a Catholic.
Yeah, not particularly. I'm more familiar with like the Mennonites and Amish from where I grew up. But I swear there's occasionally some people handing out religious literature off rail yard square when we did the beer pong protest. I don't know if they're Jehovah's Witnesses or not, but they're handing out religious.
Yeah, I don't know if those are JW either. I've seen them out there quite a bit, and I've just never really cared enough to find that out.
They're nice people. You know, I talk to them occasionally.
Well, they better be nice, or else they're not going to recruit anyone.
Oh,
well,
yes, yeah.
Preterism is a Christian eschatological view which interprets some or all prophecies of the Bible as events that have already happened. So I don't know if that's the Jehovah's Witnesses view, but that's what I was reminded of when he was saying that the kingdom is already here. That would be that, you know, the predictions that are being made and that many people believe are still to come, many Christians believe are still to come, have already happened, according to the preterist viewpoint.
That reminds me of some of these really like, big religious fundamentalists who every time there's some war in the Middle East, they hope it happens in Israel because they think if there's a war in Israel, it'll trigger the end times. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of war in the Middle East, well, according to CNN and some other sources here, actually, no, this one's not CNN. This is Washington Post. Toll free number, 855-450-FREE. Actually, The Guardian, I'm sorry. I've got like four different articles about Donald Trump up here. I'm trying to find the right one. Suspected U.S. drone strikes kill three al-Qaeda suspects in Yemen. The first strikes under President Trump, reported by Yemeni officials. Suspected drone strikes from the U.S. have killed three alleged al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen's southwestern Baida province. Security and tribal officials said the first such killings reported since Donald Trump assumed the presidency on Friday. The two strikes on Saturday killed Abu Anis al-Abi, an area field commander, and two others. The officials said, speaking on the condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to release information to journalists. The use of unmanned aircraft as well as airstrikes in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country, rose dramatically under President Obama, with data from the Britain-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism showing spikes in attacks, especially in 2012 and 2016. Now, you know, did Trump order these strikes, or was this just sort of an ongoing thing that had been going on since Obama and Trump didn't know it was happening? You know, what level of knowledge did he have about this? Because he claimed this was going to be a new era of peace. Isn't sounding like it. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz. Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far tonight, calls have taken us to movie reviews and to Jehovah's Witness creepiness. Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight. Also, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and don't expect the government to make it any better. I know people have a lot of high hopes for Donald Trump. I'm not getting my hopes up on this one. You've got to take care of your own health care. You can't look to the government to handle that for you. And luckily, there are options besides insurance. Still, even with this whole Obamacare thing, there's another choice, and that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. So you go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. Go there, learn more about it. It is not insurance. This is freedom from insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, we're talking about what are apparently the first drone strikes during the Trump administration. Now, they did kill, allegedly, three Al-Qaeda operatives. So, you know, maybe this is Trump going after terrorism or ISIS. He said he was going to go after ISIS. Al-Qaeda's not exactly ISIS, right?
Well, it depends on
kind of the predecessor
to... It depends on who you ask. Some would say that when the U.S. started arming rebels in the Middle East, like in Syria and in Libya, at that point, it was Al-Qaeda, and then they morphed into something else, ISIS, so right. It would be people, you know, it was just to confuse people. I imagine this strike was part of the ongoing Yemen Civil War.
Yeah, I don't know. Thursday, U.S. intelligence officials said as many as 117 civilians have been killed in drone and other counter-terror attacks in Pakistan, Yemen, and elsewhere during Obama's presidency. It was the second public assessment issued in response to mounting pressure for more information about lethal U.S. operations overseas. This story from The Guardian, by the way. Human rights and other groups have criticized the Obama administration, saying it has undercounted civilian casualties, which wouldn't be a surprise. The government obviously doesn't want people to know about all of the innocent lives that it is taking in the name of this war on terror. They also worry that President Trump will more aggressively conduct drone strikes, which are subject to little oversight from Congress or the judiciary. In the years since the drone program began, Yemen has fallen into deeper chaos. A two-year civil war began after Shia Houthi rebels seized the capital Sana'a and forced the president, Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi, to flee the country. In March of 2015, a Saudi-led military coalition launched an extensive air campaign aimed at restoring Hadi's government. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, long seen by Washington as among the most dangerous branches of the global terror network, exploited the chaos, seizing territory in the country's south and east. The Islamic State group has also claimed attacks. So it does sound like Al-Qaeda, to some extent, is competing with the Islamic State these days. The northern region remains under Houthi control. On Sunday, Muatana, one of Yemen's top human rights groups, released a documentary on civilian victims of drone strikes, interviewing family members who say their relatives were innocent and that they had received no compensation from the United States despite their wrongful deaths. It cited much higher civilian death tolls than the U.S. intelligence reports, saying that hundreds of innocents had been killed by the U.S. strikes across the country since at least 2002. In one segment from Baida, the same province where Saturday's drone strikes hit, Ali Abedrabo Ahmed said his 17-year-old son was only a construction worker killed while he was going to work in a pickup truck with colleagues in 2014 in an incident that other witnesses corroborated in the video. Quote, "Who do we talk to? America? Where is America?" said Nasir Mohammed Nasser, a survivor from the targeted convoy. He went on to say, quote, "They would kill two or three from Al-Qaeda on one hand and 10 or 15 civilians on the other hand. Where is this Al-Qaeda they claim to be killing? There are many other incidents like ours due to drones." And indeed, how are they supposed to talk to the United States if all you've got are drones, these unmanned aircraft coming in, dropping bombs on you? What do? You know, wave a little white flag? You know, send smoke signals? How is it that you're supposed to communicate to your oppressors in this way, as though they would listen or care about what it is that these people have to say? I mean, many of the military people who are doing this business of dropping bombs, look down their noses at these people, and they believe that they are somehow less than human, that they aren't imbued with the same rights that all of the rest of us are, that because we're from America, and this is something that Trump is promoting, the idea of ethnocentrism, the idea that America's the best.
Well, Americans, that's American exceptionalism. That's not ethnocentrism, unless somehow you could count Americans being an ethnic group, which, you know, there's African Americans, Latino Americans, white Americans, there's all sorts, Asian Americans. So I think the term would be American exceptionalism.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Maybe I'm using the wrong term. But regardless, the idea that Americans are the best in the whole world and that other people are somehow less than Americans, it's a very dangerous idea. And I think it's one of the worst parts about the Trump presidency, where he's continuing to kind of put that idea forward, that America first, America, you know, before anyone else. And I think it's dangerous to shut off the rest of the world to put up barriers, to put up walls, to put up taxes and tariffs and make it harder for people to do business around the rest of the globe. Now, if what he's going to do is make it easier to do business in America, I support that. So if we're talking about rolling back taxes, if we're talking about ending regulations, and there's been talk about that, Trump, I saw in a clip the other day, was talking about lowering taxes, was talking about reducing regulations.
Yeah, at least what he promised was to lower business tax, but it's lower than like China and Canada's.
If he can do that.
Well, if he and, you know, the Congress.
Because he can't do it alone.
Yes, yeah.
So if he can actually accomplish those things, and because those are big promises, and, you know, we're certainly familiar with politicians making big promises and not following through on them. So, you know, I'm not getting my hopes up. But if he does do that, that's good. I support that. You know, that's the way you get companies to come back to the United States, is you make it affordable to do business here. You make it so that it's, you know, more worthwhile to do business within the United States than it is to go build a factory overseas and then have to ship all the products here. So, I mean, if you can at least get somewhat competitive by slashing back regulations, it's still likely going to cost more to pay somebody to build something in the U.S. than it would cost over in China, just because the, you know, the economics, the economies are different.
When they have slave factories there.
Well, they have slaves in the United States. They work for the prison system. So, I mean, that's true in both countries. There's a guy who listens to this show in a federal prison that sends us his paycheck, his full month paycheck, sends to the show, issued monthly by the federal government. We get a check from the Treasury for it. 50 cents. I mean, if that's not slave labor, you know, I don't know what is. So, yeah, you go ahead and roll back some regulations. I support that. But putting up barriers to trade is a problem because it is not freedom. You know, if you really care about America, if you want to put America first, then let Americans decide who to do business with and don't put up artificial barriers in front of them to stop them or to disincentivize them. If I'm building something in America and I need to source parts that aren't available next door or, you know, in the next state over or whatever at a good price, if I can get the better parts or equivalent parts for less money from India or Pakistan or wherever, I should be free to make that choice. I mean, this seems to me like basic freedoms here. And I know you're a Trump supporter, but you're not with him on everything, Vincent. So I guess I'm curious how you feel about that.
I haven't looked too much into the economics recently just because it's the beginning of a semester and I haven't had as much time. But in regards to, and you know, I brought this up at the last show, on the Friday show, in regards to, like, free trade with China, from what I understand he's doing, at least with, like, Japan and the UK, countries that agree to not put a tariff on the U.S. goods, to have, like, free trade, like, mutual free trade, not the kind of, like, Trans-Pacific partnership, which I think saw in the news today, just, you know, as a side note, he's
Didn't
starting
he cancel
to
that?
Yeah, at least he wants to.
Okay.
And
I
so
saw some headlines.
A mutual,
that.
You know, while we live with a government, state is bad and everything, but if they can make an agreement with, like, Japan or the UK, which they're starting to do, to have, like, mutual free trade, mutually beneficial agreements, yeah, I think that's great. But compared to then just having one-sided free trade where we have all these Chinese goods come in and then no one could sell any of their products in China because
well, there is
they have
no
high
free trade right now. I mean, there's no free trade.
Well, not like in the purest sense, but
there should be free trade. At the very least, in the United States, trade should be free.
Oh, among states, yeah.
There should
definitely
be no tariffs in or out. But that's not what we're going to get under the Trump administration. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And there's a little bit of good news about Trump. So that was the bad news, the bomb dropping. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.